All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show as we wind down 2021 and look forward to 2022. I'm asking, how optimistic are you about the oncoming year? And you know, if you are, then that's okay. And if you're not, that's okay too, because it's understandable on both sides of this. And I'll say this before we go to the phone lines. Evan, you remember about a month before the holiday, all you saw was that people aren't going to be able to get their gifts. They're not going to be able, the stores aren't going to have things on the shelves.
We even talked about it here.
And Joe Biden is going to be the reason that we can't get these things to the stores. And even though you have money, it is not going to be.
I went to
a few stores, and man, there was anything you wanted, it was there.
No, it's kind of amazing, actually. Yeah. They really pulled it together. I'm getting my mail on time. I'm getting what little stuff I order,
Who pulled it together was the president of the United States. He deserves credit for that. And yet the Republicans, when they saw that was, you know, coming to fruition, that the supply chain problem wasn't going to be, that it was going to be fixed, they dummied up. Well, I've got to give him credit because he did a great job with it. Let's go to the phone lines, Evan, and let's bring on Mark from the SAC. Hey, Mark, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, doing good. And Tom brought up something that I've brought up before, is that we need to go Ralphie all over in these Republicans' asses, and fight back when they hide from them, thinking of being bullies, and they smack us with the snowball and laugh at, you know, what Farkas did. You know, you're going to cry now when he knocked Ralphie's glasses off with the snowball.
Mm-hmm.
That we need to step up and kick him in the ass. I mean, that I think what these Republicans, they might, you know, that they're like the I've heard other people talk about the meme where the dog that catches the car. You know, when it comes to abortion, what are they going to do when they finally catch it the way they want to? Because I think they'll piss women off, and women will step up. Even the women that, you know, that disbelieve in women should have autonomy over reproductive rights, rather than this handmaid's tale that the Republicans seem to want to drive us into. That it's a shame that because there used to be pro-choice Republicans. In fact, you know what? There's a few that you're in the Republican Party today. I think was it Margaret Farrell or something like that. Some of them used to be, you know, in the leadership of Planned Parenthood. I might have that name wrong, but I know that there were some of them that were, you know, but then they switched positions, you know, when the party switched its position on that to come, you know, full score, you know, where they figured they're going to make hay out of being, you know, anti-abortion.
So are you optimistic or pessimistic about the new year?
I'm kind of neutral, unless we fight, you know, we had to fight like hell for the living here. And because Republicans do not care, they claim to be the party of life, but they don't care about life, really, that they just care about power. I mean, that once you draw a breath, you don't exist anymore to a lot of them. We just need to, you know, just to keep on fighting. I mean, that, you know, challenge them wherever they go. I mean, that, and I do not want this to turn out to the world the Republicans seem to want, because in that world, that violence is going to be the norm. I mean, that.
Hey, Mark, thank you, man. We're going to get this last caller in. Who do we have up next, Evan?
We got Mary from Tulsa to round it out.
Hey, Mary, how you doing, my friend? It's good to hear from you.
Pretty well, thank you. Thank you, Earl and Evan. The thing that gives me optimism for the upcoming elections is the segment of the population, that being youth of voting age. You know, climate change and global warming have really gotten their attention and going to impact their future. And I think they're going to be voting according to liberal values.
Hey, Mary.
We're not hearing much from them, but they're there.
Hey, Mary, get in touch with me later on, okay? Because I need to talk to you. Okay. You know, Mary, I didn't. Sometimes you forget that there are all these young people out here, and many of them are college educated, and they do know that something is happening that's going to impact and affect their standard of life, and it's just not fair that you're in my generation could care less based on, you know, what you hear from the right. And sometimes I forget them, Mary. So I think you're absolutely right in your assessment that we can't count them out. It is their lives and futures that are at stake. And they're, if they're anything like the young man, Evan, who we have, they're fighters, and maybe that's what's going to turn it around.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Mary, thank you very much, as always. I appreciate it. So everybody, thanks for making the show go. We're counting down. How many more days we got, Evan?
What, four? Three and a half.
Three and a half more days, and 2021 is going to be a memory.
Just a
thank you
thought.
All for making the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Evan. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Take care, my friend.
Keep me searching for a heart of gold. You keep me searching.